Hello. I am Alicia Richard, and thank you so much for listening to the A Rich Life podcast, where we enrich, encourage, and inspire you to live a life of your dreams. Before we get into this week's episode, I would like to encourage you all to make sure that you write us a review and leave us a 5-star ratings if you are listening on iTunes. However, whatever app that you are listening on, I would honestly like to say, of all the things and all the places that you could be, thank you so much for joining me on the A Rich Life podcast. Last but never least, please make sure that you go to www.arichlife.co, and then that way you could keep up with what's going on the blog and all of the other goodies that we have over there on the website. So thank you so much for joining us, and let's hop right on into this week's episode. Now, girlfriend, I know sometimes it's so hard to keep the faith when things don't seem to be working or moving fast enough. Have you ever felt like you were just stuck, like things just weren't working, and you're like, holy crap, this vision or this dream is taking so long to manifest? Have you ever felt like you've given life your all, but it seems like things are just in the same place? Do you feel defeated, overwhelmed, or complacent? Girl, I get it. In the process of growing and manifesting and building, God wants you to realize that greatness is on the other side. You are not stuck. You are not stagnant. You are not in the same place. Girl, things are moving in your favor, but you have to wait. You have to be patient, and you have to remain consistent. In your waiting season, you will cry. You will get frustrated. You will doubt yourself. You will complain. And you may even feel like giving up. But God says, don't let go. Even in a world of chaos, turmoil, despair, and even racial injustice, God says, don't let go. I am here to tell you not to let go of your dreams. Don't let go of your vision, and don't let go of the promise that you know is in your heart. You must understand that things are working, even when it doesn't feel like it is. Things are working. God is doing some amazing things on the back end, and a lot of times we don't understand, and it doesn't look like things are working, but God is doing his part. Now we have to do ours. The scripture says that weeping is made endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. My question is, what's your weeping? Weeping is when you are in the learning phases, in the beginning phases, that journey, in that time when it feels like nothing isn't working. Weeping is when you are crying because things just don't seem like it's going the way that it should. Weeping may be when you see someone else that are doing the thing that you want to do, and you are like, OMG, why hasn't my time come yet? Your weeping may be the time that your idea just seems like you aren't getting the results. I want you to know that your joy is coming. I want you to know that your season is coming. I want you to know that your time is coming. And I want you to look at success like this. Have you ever looked at American Idol or Sunday's Best or The Voice or The X Factor? Those are some of the talent shows where people would literally wait in line to get their big break. I haven't told you all this, but I've tried out for American Idol twice. And let me tell you, I've also tried out for Sunday Best once. And the thing about it is that there are thousands of people who just want a chance, and we all just want it to be seen. We all want it to be heard and discovered. So as a result, you wait in line, just hoping for that big break. Now, even though I've tried out for American Idol and Sunday's Best, I'm honestly glad that I didn't make it. And that's because I realized that there is such a difference between being an overnight success and actually working and cultivating your business, your idea, and your talent. So let me explain. As I've tracked the careers of so many people that have won the shows, a lot of them you really don't hear from anymore. Like, how many times have you actually heard from someone else from Sunday's Best or American Idol? Like, how many albums have they actually recorded and that were a smash hit? Like, how many? It's almost like you don't hear about those people anymore because it's almost like, where are they now? So they sung amazing songs. They had great talent, but they couldn't keep up with their careers. Then you look at people like Beyonce and Whitney Houston and Aretha Franklin and Mary J. Blige and so many other successful artists that actually have longevity in the game. The difference is those who have had the overnight success haven't had time to actually cultivate and groom their career, so they actually lose everything. Versus people like Beyonce, like how I've mentioned, do you know how many times that she's actually sung on different stages or practiced all of those different songs or write all of those different lyrics or have actually studied those different vocal arrangements, like whatever, like, baby, I can feel your halo. Like, how many times has she actually practiced that song? So when I think about the success of different artists that actually have had their overnight success, I'm like, there is such a difference in the quality of their work. There is such a difference in how they present themselves. And there is such a difference on the longevity of their career. So 9 times out of 10, people don't really know their names. And a lot of times from the X Factor or American Idol or Sunday's Best, they aren't really household names. So the way that I want you to look at it is, are you going to be the Beyonce where you work on your skills by reading and practicing? And your thing is, you may not be Beyonce, but you may be like another version. But what I want you all to understand is that when you are cultivating your dream, when you are cultivating your vision, when you are taking online courses, when you are continuing to consume inspirational messages, when you are tuned in to your vision, success is like preparing for a concert, right? Where before the concert, you practice, you learn the lyrics, you learn the music, you go on stage, you work on your stage presence, and you practice that same song at least 50 times or even more before you even go in front of an audience. And that's how it is about success. When you are learning, when you are preparing, when you are taking online courses, when you are talking about how you are managing your finances, when you are showing up every single week, when you are preparing for your vision, for your dream, or whatever that is like your practice stage. So we are almost like the Beyoncés, right? I want you to look at it as the Beyoncé type thing, where her career was not an overnight success, but she actually grew from one phase to the next, from Destiny's Child to now Beyonce. And now she is doing like something that is so amazing in the world. So that's what I want you all to focus on, that you are setting the stage for miracles and blessings to manifest in your business, in your life. So see, when you quit, when you don't show up, and when you give up, you are missing out on valuable time that you could be using to groom and cultivate your skill. So don't focus on being an overnight success. Work on you, even in tough times, even when things seem like they are not working. Remember, don't let go. Now, another example of success, I want you to think about individuals who play the lottery, right? Statistics show that 70% of lottery winners end up filing bankruptcy a few years after winning the lottery. The question is, why is that? The reason is that lottery winners can't maintain their success because they didn't learn what it took to actually maintain the money, to establish a budget, and they haven't learned what it took to hold themselves accountable when it comes to financial security. So when you get things quickly, it's almost like you don't know how to maintain it. You don't know how to keep it up because you don't have the intellectual capacity to contain it and sustain it. However, when you look at people who are extremely wealthy, like Dave Ramsey and Oprah Winfrey and Tyler Perry, those are individuals who have learned what it takes to manage and sustain financial growth. So my question is, who are you? Are you the lottery winner or are you building wealth? Are you the American Idol contestant or are you Beyonce? Are you the woman who believes in using the microwave for a meal? Or are you the one that can cook from scratch and, girl, put your meal in the oven and wait for it to cook? And even if it takes an hour and a half, you know that is worth it. Girl, let me tell you, what is your way of thinking? How do you think about success? How do you think about your dream? How do you think about your vision? How do you think about what you want and who you want to become? And what perspective are you using? So we are here because we do not believe in quick fixes. We do not believe in any hacks, and we do not believe in going from zero to a million real fast. When you are living a rich life, you understand that slow and steady wins the race. When you are living a rich life, you know that your season is coming. No matter how long it takes, God will not let you down. When you are living a rich life, you have a mindset to keep going even when you feel like giving up. You keep going when you are crying. You keep going when those around you don't even have the faith in your vision, your dream, or your ability. Girlfriend, I am here to tell you to keep going. Keep the faith. Don't give up. Stay in the race because God is up to something. So when you are going into this world, know that there is a purpose for you. Know that there is greatness in you and know that there is power in you, but you must build your faith muscle. You must build your consistency muscle and you must build your sustainability muscle. Girlfriend, you must build you. Here at The A Rich Life, we trust the process. And you know what? We don't let go. Now, on your journey, you will have voices in your head that say that no one wants to hear what you are doing. No one wants to buy what you are offering. That business isn't worth the risk. Girl, why are you thinking that way? Nobody wants that. And you know what? You may also get some feedback from your partner or your significant other, and they're like, oh my gosh, are you still dreaming about that thing? Please let it go. Please let it go. But I want you to know that when you know your purpose in life, when you know that you could turn your passion into a business and you know that everything that you want is meant for you, I beg you and I am here to tell you and to encourage you on your journey to don't let go. Don't let go of your dream. Don't let go of your vision and don't let go of anything because God is always watching you. So in this quick episode, I really wanted to encourage you all this week to just continue to just manifest those great things. When you feel like you are down, I want you to say things like, even when I am giving up or feel like giving up, I know that great things are coming. I am surrounded by big dreamers, big thinkers, and big achievers. When you feel like you are on your journey and you don't know which way to go or what to do, I want you to say things like, I will not give up. I will live in the moment. I will love freely and I will have the faith and stay strong. So thank you so much for living a rich life with this quick episode of encouragement. And before we go, I just want to just say a quick prayer with you all. And just let's do this. God, thank you for being amazing. God, thank you for letting us be the women that you have designed for us to be. God, thank you for letting us keep the faith. And even when it feels like things aren't going, God, give us the strength. God, let us get a little whisper that says, keep going. God, we thank you for letting us be better moms, better wives, better friends, better business owners. God, we thank you, God, that we are building our faith muscle every single time. God, we thank you because we honor you in all that we do. And we ask you to give us a brave heart, a courageous heart, a heart like yours. And God, although we are not perfect, God, we come as women to say, you know what? Regardless if I am imperfect, I come as I am with a humble heart, with a grateful heart, and with a mindset to achieve. God, thank you for this day and thank you for every day. And God, we ask you that while we are on your journey, that you protect us, that you keep us from any hurt, harm, and danger. And even when we have voices in our head of negativity, that you give us the power to go on. So thank you so much, ladies, for joining me. Please remember that sharing is caring. Remember to share this episode with your business bestie. Remember to share this episode with your best friend. Remember to screenshot it and share it to those who need a little bit of encouragement on their way, because we all need a little encouragement and a little motivation. So thank you so much for listening. Please make sure that you continue to tune in, visit our website, make sure that you write a review, and you know that we always have a song at the end just for you. If you have not done so, please make sure that you go and purchase the album Godfidence, because you know what? I know that you need a little encouragement throughout the week. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I will talk to you all next week.
One, two, three. I know he's always watching over me. I know he's always watching over me. Over.
Just know.